Am I still a mom? I lost my only son by suicide. It's been 4 years now. He was 25. His name, Kalen. When he died, I remember thinking, I can't do this. I don't want to do this. I can't handle this intense pain. Why did this have to happen to me? As many suicide loss survivors can undoubtedly tell you, you visit and revisit conversations, body language, scenarios, and want nothing more than to have your person back. I recognized early on that in order for me to survive, and not just survive, but truly try and live, I needed to put together my own healing plan. It didn't happen overnight, and truthfully, it's ongoing. So what has helped me? Signing up for volunteer work I find meaningful. Reading. I found some solace in reading, especially about grief, because I couldn't understand why it's been so hard to live. Continuing with yoga, which now has more benefits for my mental state of mind than my physical self. I used to practice it solely for the stretching and flexibility it gave me and didn't appreciate it for helping to calm my frantic mind, but I see it now. Accepting help and being open to different types of beliefs and even physical things like crystals. I thought at this point I need all the help I can get. What else? Putting more effort into recognizing the beauty in life. It's there, but hard to see when you feel weighed down. The color of flowers, the intricacy of a dragonfly's wings, the smell of spring after rain. If you stop and look, you will see the beauty too. I used to have a bag that said, "Rock it like a mom." After my son died, I felt like I didn't deserve to carry it around anymore, and it brought me more pain than comfort. Was I still even a mom anymore? I posed that question to a friend who said, "Yes, I'm still a mom." And alluded that my son is just not here in the physical way that I wanted. I'll take that because I loved being a mom, and I still feel his spirit.